You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Truly some stunning economic testimony on Capitol Hill today. An update that, if it bears out, would mean a cascade of really not good things happening to American consumers and businesses. As I said, though, not from Fed Chair Jay Powell, not from Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, rather from Anthony Fauci. As we all know by now, not an economist or a business person, but rather the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci said in his testimony today, among many other things, that we could see 100,000 COVID cases a day in this country if we don't turn things around. Some governors are. They're trying anyway. Governors who, until a week ago, were all about reopening, they are now trying to put things on pause. Greg Abbott in Texas, for instance. Governor Abbott has blamed one industry for the spike his state is seeing, said he'd turn it around if he could, and he can. Bars, he gave them the other day just 3 hours to shut it all down. Now, though, more than 30 bar owners have filed suit saying they are being unfairly singled out. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the duty from Austin.
One of the bar owners suing the state is Heather Vaughn. She owns the Crossroads Saloon in Big Spring. It's about 300 miles northwest of Austin, where she employs about 15 people.
We've got people that are single moms that take care of everything, and the first shutdown was just absolutely horrible for them.
She says today her business is closed, officially anyway.
We're trying to follow the rules as much as we can. You know, we just want to make a living, and we are shut down.
Mostly shut down, but Vaughn is still trying to make a little money. Today, she's opening the doors and giving away hamburgers. If patrons want to leave some cash, that's their call.
Donation only, because we can't sell it.
She's desperate because the first closure in March nearly did her business in. In Abilene, Koi Chu owns the Whiskey Girl Bar, which stayed open past the governor's declaration on Friday. That bought Chu a 30-day suspension of his liquor license on Saturday and led him to join the lawsuit.
You know, it's not that we're trying to take light of there being a virus out there. I just think that you either shut everybody down together or nothing at all.
In Austin, Bob Woody owns a bunch of bars on 6th Street. He followed the new state orders to close, but says he's putting together his own coalition of bar owners to file a separate lawsuit.
Given the opportunity to get in front of a magistrate and say, just prove to us that we caused it and we're willing to shut down. That's all I want.
The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission declined to comment on the lawsuit. The governor's office didn't respond to an interview request. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
All right, to be fair, it's not like Powell and Mnuchin didn't say anything in their testimony today. Lots, of course, came up, including the possibility of more fiscal stimulus as the virus stays so present in this economy. We should note also there is a deadline here, 31 days from now, the end of July, which is when a really big piece of the Congressional Rescue Plan, those $600 in extra benefits that every jobless worker on unemployment qualifies for, that goes away at the end of July, leaving 29 million people out of options. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Since COVID-19 hit in March, millions of workers have been furloughed or laid off. And Congress has responded by adding $600 a week to every state unemployment check in the country. Economist Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute says that is
providing a lot of income security to workers, and it supported overall consumer spending.
Those payments have replaced 10 to 15% of Americans' pre-pandemic income. If the money's cut off at the end of July, Michelle Evermore at the National Employment Law Project says nearly 30 million unemployed Americans will be thrown back onto state benefits alone.
I think people will be very shocked the day that the $600 stops. Workers can earn as little as, like, Arizona. The maximum benefit is only $240 a week.
Evermore thinks Congress should renew the program at $600 a week until unemployment falls below double digits again. But Michael Strain argues the current benefit level is so high, it discourages people from seeking new employment.
Ideally, you would extend supplemental unemployment benefits, but you would put them on a glide path, start at $300 in high unemployment rate states, and kind of phase it out from there.
What should not be an option, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com, is for federal pandemic unemployment checks to stop flowing on a dime in the last week of July. He says that would raise the risk
that this economic damage does persist because coming into this crisis, most Americans were living paycheck to paycheck, and then all of a sudden, for many, the paychecks ended.
And they won't start up again until the unemployment rate falls and there are jobs to go back to. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.